Political stump speeches are, by definition, formulaic, even for a candidate who has broken every political formula, someone like Republican Donald Trump. Trump was in Concord yesterday. WFAE's Tom Bullock was there and has this story on the anatomy of a Trump stump speech.
There is an undeniable spectacle on display at a Donald Trump rally. The feeling is equal parts bread and circus and a playoff game.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
But for the music and that announcement to be seen as fitting, for Trump's allure to remain and not morph into just a political reality show, the Republican frontrunner has to do the following. Step one, get butts in the seats. A full 3 hours before Donald Trump took the stage at the Cabarrus Arena and Events Center, there was a line, hundreds deep. Trump's campaign has largely been built on getting new voters, and new doesn't necessarily mean first time.
My name's Bonnie Doolin.
She drove over from Mount Pleasant, and Doolin brought a friend.
My name's Darlene Mertz, and I'm from Mount Pleasant, too.
Both Doolin and Mertz are senior citizens. They've seen their share of politicians, just not at a rally.
No, this is our first one.
They both identify as Republicans, as do most of Trump's supporters. But getting people who don't normally participate in rallies or primaries has been key to Trump's victories so far, and it's a big reason the Republicans have set record turnout in many states. In Concord,
Thank you so much, everybody.
A few thousand turned up to greet Trump.
Boy, on a Monday morning, can you believe this, right?
Step two, degrade your opposition. In Concord, Trump only mentioned Democrat Hillary Clinton once. It was in reference to a poll. Trump's verbal assault was squarely aimed at Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
You know, Ted Cruz, he comes in Bible high, puts the Bible down, then lies to you. He tells you, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And Senator Marco Rubio.
Little Marco Rubio, you know, he's a...
These insults can seem childish, but they're working. Just ask Jeb Bush, who's now a political spectator. Step three, only I can save you. Trump is fond of telling crowds the deck is stacked against them by politicians.
We're dealing with dirty, rotten liars. These politicians are liars. They're dishonest.
They're egg-headed idiots is a common refrain. They're in the pocket of lobbyists is another. America, he tells the cheering crowd, is simply losing everything.
When was the last time we had a victory? We lose with ISIS. We lose with war. We lose with trade. We have lousy health care where it's going up.
Then Trump says he is the answer.
We're going to have great trade deals. We're going to bring our jobs back to the country. We're going to bring our jobs back to North Carolina where they've been stripped.
There isn't a focus on how, just this. It's time to win again. Which brings us to the final step in the anatomy of Trump on the stump, a show of strength.
Oh, we have a protester.
It begins with those trying to cause a stir. The crowd's energy surges as Trump mocks them as if they were on a debate stage.
Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
Again and again, it's repeated. Each time, the crowd gets bolder and bolder, proudly pointing out those they suspect to security.
Are you okay, honey? Don't fall. Oh, the protester just tripped.
All of this is standard stuff for Trump, but there is a new element to his script. Over the past week, Trump has started asking the crowd to raise their right hand and pledge their support.
I swear I'm going to vote for Donald Trump next week. I swear. Right? Good.
This, too, is telling. Exit polls over the past week have shown voters who have decided late in other primaries are voting for Trump's rivals. The pledge seems a way to solidify voting for Donald Trump in the minds of those assembled. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.